A White House briefing on May 16th announced that 24 American Delta Force commandos had earlier that day launched a raid into eastern Syria, killing a leader of ISIS and an estimated 12 other militant fighters. The raid, which killed the man identified as Abu Sayyaf, purportedly an ISIS military planner and director of the group's illicit oil, gas, and financial operations, also captured his wife and an 18-year-old female Yazidi slave. Corporate media reports on the raid that were sourced to the Pentagon stated that the operation succeeded without any U.S. or civilian casualties. Media outlets reporting the story explained that their information had come from Defense Department officials and could not be immediately verified through independent sources. Although the U.S. had mounted an unsuccessful hostage rescue operation inside Syria last summer, this raid was the first known American combat mission undertaken in sovereign Syrian territory. Your reporter spoke with Adam Johnson, a New York-based freelance journalist and contributing writer to Alternate and Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting. Here he discusses his recent article titled, White House Reveals Boots on the Ground in Syria, but Media Too Giddy Over Special Operations Porn to Notice, and his view that corporate media is failing to provide critical reporting on U.S. foreign military operations and indications that America is deepening its intervention in Syria's bloody civil war.
This entire war with ISIS has been marked by a very slippery slope. If you recall, on August 7th of 2014, we were going to engage in, quote, limited, unquote, humanitarian missile strikes. So now we're about 10 months in, and we now have troops in Syria. We have troops in Iraq. We are bombing two different countries. And the war keeps expanding in scope. You saw this also in Libya in 2011. It is marked by mission creep. And the problem is, you know, it's the old parable of the frog in the boiling water, right? If you throw a frog in boiling water, he'll jump out. If you put a frog in water and you turn up the heat, he will burn to death. And that's what you're seeing with this war. And it's something we saw with other wars. We saw it with Vietnam, obviously. And the problem is when these meaningful sort of leaps of scope happen, which I think sending troops to Syria is a big leap. They're so bogged down by the kind of special forces minutiae, which is all, of course, handed down by the prose writers at the Defense Department and the White House. We don't really stop to actually put it in context. And I think that the problem with this war is that we don't really do that very often. Every time there's an incremental or a meaningful leap in the scope, it's usually completely glossed over by the media, and before we know it, we're engaged in a much broader campaign than that was originally sold to us.
How could the major newspapers and electronic news media in this country have covered this story differently to really impart the critical nature of this new kind of intervention in Syria's civil war?
Well, there's a couple of things at work here. First off, there's the runaway arrogance that America can send what is effectively a death squad, we'll call it special forces, to any country at any time to kill people without any international sanction, to say nothing of congressional sanction, whenever they want. And that's the underlying ethos of the American media, that there is no sort of kind of even legal apparatus as to why they can do that. So that's kind of the first thing that I think we haven't really stopped to think about. And that's obviously been going on much before this. And the second thing is the degree to which, what do we mean when we say boots on the ground? And I use that term very deliberately, and it was a term used by other commentators, because we have boots on the ground in Syria. Now you could say, oh, it's not a standing army, it's not boots on the ground. Well, okay, then our problem isn't boots on the ground, it's boots on the ground for X amount of time, and we need to stop and figure out what that means. And the people of Syria are the Syrian government, which we kind of refer to pejoratively as the Assad regime, doesn't really make much of a distinction in terms of that is their sovereign territory. We sent our military in there. And I think that we haven't really stopped to kind of put that in proper context.
You say that people can be on all sides of this issue about U.S. troops intervening in Syria's civil war. But your gripe and many other people's gripe is that the U.S. media really doesn't inform the American public about these critically important decisions made in Washington, mostly behind closed doors.
Yeah, and so when we have these leaps in scope, what you're given is what is effectively a DOD action movie prose. And what I compare it to is that when the bin Laden raid happened on May 1st of 2011, we were given a series of things that later turned out not to be true. We had a narrative about human shields. They were throwing women in front of themselves. There was a firefight. A lot of these things, even setting aside Seymour Hersh's revelations, even if one doesn't even believe that, a lot of material things later turned out to be false. And of course, the reason is that, as I.F. Stone says, all governments lie. And so we have another raid here, and there's this very sort of, sexy narrative about special forces going in there. There's a helicopter missile. There's a slave they rescue to give it a kind of, more kind of moral gravitas. They kill 40 people who are all using women and children as human shields. But don't worry, we didn't kill any women and children. They kill the bad guy, and of course he has a huge cache of information that will later help them catch other ISIS members. There is absolutely no doubt that some percent of that is complete BS. Again, historically, that we know these raids are overhyped. And the media kind of repeats it. Now, again, as I mentioned in my article, to the New York Times credit, they have what has to be the most passive-aggressive disclaimer in the history of journalism, where they say none of these things could be independently verified. And, of course, they can't. So there's a credibility issue with the Defense Department. And I think that, right, when you're reporting on these things that are in these far-off regions where there's no way of corroborating anything, is that the media has no choice but to repeat, literally just rewrite what the Pentagon tells them. And I don't think there was nearly enough skepticism with this last raid. And I do think they buried the lead in terms of there being troops in Syria and how that actually has a big leap in terms of what the scope of the war was.
That was Adam Johnson, a New York-based freelance journalist and contributing writer to Alternet and Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting. Find links to Johnson's recent articles and related information by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.